the church, too, is spoken of as the place of God, for we have set this apart for the glorifying of God, as a sort of consecrated place, wherein we also hold converse with him, likewise also the places in which his energy becomes manifest to us, whether through the flesh or apart from flesh, are spoken of as the places of God. But it must be understood that the deity is indivisible, being everywhere holy in his entirety, and not divided up part by part, like that which has body, but holy in everything, and holy above everything. Marg. MS. Concerning the place of angel and spirit, and concerning the uncircumscribed, the angel, although not contained in place with figured form as his body, yet is spoken of as being in place, because he has a mental presence and energizes in accordance with his nature, and is not elsewhere, but has his mental limitations there where he energizes, for it is impossible to energize at the same time in different places, for to God alone belongs the power of energizing everywhere at the same time. The angel energizes in different places by the quickness of his nature, and the promptness and speed by which he can change his place. But the deity, who is everywhere, and above all, energizes at the same time in diverse ways with one simple energy. Further, the soul is bound up with the body, whole with whole and not part with part, and it is not contained by the body, but contains it as fire does iron, and being in it energizes with its own proper energies. That which is comprehended in place or time or apprehension is circumscribed, while that which is contained by none of these is uncircumscribed. Wherefore the deity alone is uncircumscribed, being without beginning, and without end, and containing all things, and in no wise apprehended for. For he alone is incomprehensible and unbounded, within no one's knowledge, and contemplated by himself alone. But the angel is circumscribed alike in time for his being head commencement, and in place, but mental space, as we said above, and in apprehension, for they know somehow the nature of each other, and have their bounds perfectly defined by the Creator. Bodies in short are circumscribed both in beginning and end, and bodily place and apprehension. Marg. MS. From various sources concerning God, and the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and concerning the Word and the Spirit, the deity, then, is quite unchangeable and invariable. For all things which are not in our hands he hath predetermined by his foreknowledge, each in its own proper and peculiar time and place. And accordingly the Father judgeth no one, but hath given all judgment to the Son. 5. For clearly the Father and the Son, and also the Holy Spirit judged as God. But the Son himself will descend in the body as man, and will sit on the throne of glory, for descending and sitting require circumscribed body, and will judge all the world in justice. All things are far apart from God, not in place, but in nature, in our case, thoughtfulness, and wisdom, and counsel come to pass and go away as states of being. Not so in the case of God, for with him, there is no happening or ceasing to be, for he is invariable and unchangeable, and it would not be right to speak of contingency in connection with him, for goodness is concomitant with essence. He who longs away after God, he seeth him, for God is in all things. Existing things are dependent on that which is, and nothing can be unless it is in that which is. God then is mingled with everything, maintaining their nature, and in his holy flesh the God Word is made one in subsistence, and is mixed with our nature, yet without confusion. No one seeth the Father, save the Son, and the Spirit. 6. The Son is the counsel and wisdom and power of the Father. For one may not speak of quality in connection with God, from fear of implying that he was a compound of essence and quality. The Son is from the Father, and derives from him all his properties, hence he cannot do aught of himself. 7. For he has not energy peculiar to himself, and distinct from the Father. 8. That God who is invisible by nature is made visible by his energies, we perceive from the organization and government of the world. 9. The Son is the Father's image, and the Spirit the Son's, through which Christ dwelling in man makes him after his own image. 1. The Holy Spirit is God, being between the unbegotten and the begotten, and united to the Father, through the Son too. We speak of the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ, the mind of Christ, the Spirit of the Lord, the very Lord. 3. The Spirit of adoption, of truth, of liberty, of wisdom, for he is the creator of all these, filling all things with essence, maintaining all things, filling the universe with essence, while yet the universe is not the measure of his power. God is everlasting and unchangeable essence, creator of all that is, adored with pious consideration. God is also Father, being ever unbegotten, for he was born of no one, but hath begotten his co-eternal Son. God is likewise Son, being always with the Father, born of the Father timelessly, everlastingly, without flux or passion, or separation from Him. God is also Holy Spirit, being sanctifying power, subsistential, proceeding from the Father without separation, and resting in the Son, identical in essence with Father and Son. Word is that which is ever essentially present with the Father. Again, word is also the natural movement of the mind, according to which it is moved, and thinks, and considers, being, as it were, its own light and radiance. Again, word is the thought that is spoken only within the heart. And again, word is the utterance for, that is the messenger of thought. God therefore is word 5, essential and hypostatic, and the other three kinds of word are faculties of the soul, and are not contemplated, as having a proper subsistence of their own. The first of these is the natural offspring of the mind, ever welling 6, up naturally out of it. The second is the thought, and the third is the utterance. The Spirit has various meanings. There is the Holy Spirit, but the powers of the Holy Spirit are also spoken of as spirits. The good messenger is also spirit. The demon also is spirit. The soul too is spirit, and sometimes mind also is spoken of as spirit. Finally, the wind is spirit, and the air is spirit. Chapter 14. The properties of the divine nature are uncreated, without beginning, immortal, infinite, eternal, immaterial. 7. Good, creative, just, enlightening, immutable, passionless, uncircumscribed, immeasurable, unlimited, undefined, unseen, unthinkable, wanting in nothing, being His own rule and authority, all-ruling, life-giving, omnipotent, of infinite power, conreigning and maintaining the universe, and making provision for all these and such like attributes the Deity possesses by nature, not having received them from elsewhere, but Himself imparting all good to His own creations according to the capacity of each. The subsistences dwell, and are established firmly in one another, for they are inseparable, and cannot part from one another, but keep to their separate courses within one another, without coalescing or mingling, but cleaving to each other. For the Son is in the Father, and the Spirit in the Father, and the Son, and the Father in the Son, and the Spirit, but there is no coalescence, or commingling or confusion. 8. And there is one, and the same motion, for there is one impulse, and one motion of the three subsistences, which is not to be observed in any created nature. Further, the divine effulgence and energy, being one anti-simple and indivisible, assuming many varied forms in its goodness among what is divisible, and allotting to each the component parts of its own nature, still remains simple, and is multiplied without division among the divided, and gathers, and converts the divided into its own simplicity. 9. For all things long after it and have their existence in it, it gives also to all things being according to their several natures one, and it is itself the being of existing things, the life of living things, the reason of rational beings, the thought of thinking beings, but it is itself above mind and reason and life and essence. Further, the divine nature has the property of penetrating all things, without mixing with them, and of being itself impenetrable by anything else. Moreover, there is the property of knowing all things with His simple knowledge, and of seeing all things, simply with His divine, all-surveying, immaterial eye, both the things of the present, and the things of the past, and the things of the future, before they come into being too. It is also sinless, and can cast sin out, and bring salvation, and all that it wills, it can accomplish, but does not will all it could accomplish, for it could destroy the universe, but it does not will so to do. 3.